KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
A few times a year, World Cafe takes the show on the road for a sense of place where we dig into a city or country's music scene. Today, we kick off our Sense of Place Rome series, a series from the Eternal City where history is everywhere, including at a label called Four Flies Records that's devoted to preserving and releasing old Italian B-movie soundtracks. Founder Pierre De Sanctis will talk about how he fell in love with B-movies, what makes their scores so special, and about the particular challenge he faced when he started the label.
I realized very soon that the majority of this music was lost forever because the publisher at the time didn't believe in preservation.
You'll hear how he found one of those soundtracks he thought was lost forever in a visit to Four Flies Records. I'm Raina Duris. This is Sense of Place Rome on World Cafe. You can find photos and video from this session and all of our Sense of Place Rome sessions on our social media at World Cafe on Instagram. You can also find it at worldcafe.org. Here's Lumineers.
When I was young, I should have known better, and I can't feel no. And you don't feel nothing bad. I got a new girlfriend. Feels like he's on top.
Kiss me once more, fill me with song, Allah, kiss me. I see. All I have wished for will be. All our race proud and free.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. In Rome, you are surrounded by history. Excavated ruins of aqueducts, buildings, neighborhoods, places where regular people once went about their daily lives that were then buried and forgotten. Now, those ruins are carefully preserved and celebrated for their beauty and the skill of those who built them. About 3.5 miles from the Colosseum, in Rome's Pigneto neighborhood, another kind of excavation and preservation is happening at a record label called Four Flies Records. For our Sense of Place Rome series, we visited Four Flies Records and talked to founder Pierre De Sanctis about the label's mission to recover and release movie soundtracks, a specific kind of movie soundtrack.
We're not talking about Fellini or Antonioni or Visconti. We are talking about B-movies. Made by Italian directors during the 60s and 70s and 80s. It was a time when Italian cinema was a real industry.
During that era, Italian directors were cranking out horror films, erotic thrillers, pulpy crime movies, all that stuff, to the tune of around 300 movies a year. And when Pierre encountered them as a kid, they blew his mind.
In Italy, during the 80s, there were a lot of private television that broadcasted every kind of movie at every hour of the day. So as a kid, I remember to have watched some very strange movies that I immediately couldn't understand what they were. I watched the American movie Spielberg or The Goonies, Back to the Future. There was the cinema my generation grew up with. So, the Italian movies that I watched in the private television were completely different. They were wild, they were strange.
Pierre fell in love with these strange movies, with their strange music.
I had a kind of epiphany when I watched the movie. It is The Tenth Victim in English. In Italian, La Decima Vittima.
That's some of the soundtrack for The Tenth Victim, the first Italian B-movie that really rocked Pierre's world. But it wasn't until much later that he decided to start a record label devoted to those soundtracks.
It was 2013. I clearly remember the moment when I was in a record store, digging in the boxes, and I found an Italian record, an Italian soundtrack by Emmanuel, by Nico Fidenco. Nico Fidenco was the composer, but the record was made by an American label. And I asked myself, what the hell is happening? Italian music, my own Italian music is now coming out from an American label. Why them and not us?
He decided to start his own label. He started small, releasing a couple of soundtracks that were personal favorites of his.
I ran 500 copies, and they went sold out in a month.
Really? So yeah. There was, right away, there were people who wanted to
totally
buy.
But I knew that people wanted this soundtrack because I wanted it myself, this soundtrack. And I am part of the people in this kind of niche of nerd, amateur, nerd, I don't know how to say.
Amateur nerd, that's...
Yeah, there's a kind
that's okay.
A bit of nerdy here.
And so it began. Pierre had found his fellow amateur nerds, and he began reissuing and restoring old soundtracks, releasing them with custom-made, gorgeous new album art. But he started running into one big problem that faced people who loved Italian B-movie music. A lot of the folks who made that music didn't really love it much at all.
I realized very soon that the majority of this music was lost forever, because the publisher at the time didn't believe in preservation. They simply make the music for the movies, and many times they didn't preserve the master tapes. They recorded the soundtrack over the master tape of the soundtrack, previously soundtrack. I still don't know the percentage of what we have lost, really.
But that doesn't stop Pierre from searching. He tells us about one of his most hard-won discoveries, the soundtrack to an X-rated 1973 thriller called, in English, Revelations of a Psychiatrist on the World of Sexual Perversion. Only one track from the soundtrack had been released as the B-side to a 45, a song called Sicco Limite.
This 7-inch remained completely missing, untold, until 5 or 6 years ago, when an American DJ found this 7-inch, put the track on YouTube. It was a mess, because every people in the niche industry recognize a kind of masterpiece in this track. Everyone started to look for these soundtracks, but it wasn't available anywhere.
Pierre reached out to the composer of the soundtrack, a man named Gianfranco Riverberi.
I started talking to Gianfranco, the composer, and he told me that simply he didn't want to be attached to this movie because the movie was terrible.
Like a lot of B-movie composers, Gianfranco had a serious music career outside of doing these soundtracks, and he didn't want to sully his reputation. In fact, Gianfranco had composed this soundtrack under a pseudonym, Umberto Canone. That's how much he didn't want to be attached to it. But Pierre would not give up. He knew this was something people needed to hear. He kept talking to Gianfranco. And a few months before Gianfranco passed away in 2024, Pierre visited his studio and noticed a shelf full of master tapes.
The tapes were dirty, full of mold, humidity, water stains, because he had flooding in his studio then of 15 years before, and that destroyed almost all his master tapes, except 20 or 30.
Pierre started looking through those remaining master tapes, and then he found some labeled with just one word.
Psychiatra. Just that.
Psychiatra. In English, psychiatrist. Could it be?
I asked Gianfranco the permission to get the master tapes to the studio and see if my hope was true. And it was really that soundtrack in multi-tracks.
The 8-track masters, each instrument separated on its own track.
We transferred the tapes. We made the mix from zero, watching the movie with the sound engineer, because we wanted to be faithful to the original mix that was used in the movie.
Pierre had recovered the holy grail of Italian B-movie soundtracks.
I really jump in the air for the happiness, it's not only happiness, it's like I felt myself Indiana Jones of the soundtracks, that because I'm finding something that belongs to the history, to the Italian history, to the film music in history. It happened every time, and my heart start beating faster and faster.
And while the discovery was incredibly thrilling for Pierre, the reluctance to release their B-movie music is pretty common for composers.
Yes, it happens almost every time. Because for them, it was simply work. Instead of working in a bank, they worked for music. But it was their work. They went to the studio 6 days a week for 10 hours a day. This music was simply didn't exist for them. It was work for the movie, and then next movie, and the next movie, and so on.
But to Pierre and the folks at Four Flies Records, this music is art. They handle these recordings almost like archaeologists or museum curators, carefully restoring them, building the biographies of the composers, sharing their stories, creating cover art, all with the goal of bringing this musical history alive that was almost lost forever.
I'm so proud that our job can improve the recognition of this music, of these names, these composers, because these composers are still today so much underrated. When I started alone 10 years ago, they were completely unknown. They are still a bit unknown, but we made something here. I am very proud of the job we did during these years.
Manile, a piece from the 1976 movie Laurie that was composed by Franco Michelizzi. Thank you to Pierre De Sanctis and the folks at Four Flies Records for that session. You can see pictures of the album covers and what it's like inside Four Flies Records at worldcafe.org and on our social media at World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Welcome back to the World Cafe. Before the break, you heard the first installment of our new Sense of Place Rome series, a visit to Four Flies Records, a label devoted to rescuing B-movie soundtracks. In a couple of minutes, you'll hear another B-movie soundtrack enthusiast, Tom York, performing his version of a song from the classic Italian B-movie Suspiria. But first, maybe the most famous Italian film composer. No worries about this guy's music being lost. And he's someone you'll be hearing more about later in the Sense of Place series. Make sure you're subscribing to the World Cafe podcast so you don't miss it. This is Ennio Morricone's theme to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Go, 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 go
World Cafe.
What's the fingers close? lost in a role I play, stuck in a video game, armed with a safety pin, overly confident, my skin is airy thin, but my game is rigged to win. I keep my head up, I fill up your empty cup, all in the name of love, while you get the hang of a shade that suits me. Not natural beauty, the line of duty collapses in the me. For the falling tide, make an exit on this slide, armed with a memory, surely will stay with me, fragments of misery, feeding off my body, I keep my eyes shut, sage advice to rebut, a blind squirrel finds a nut, mapping out the shortcuts, 20 questions, dexterous protesting, and what a blessing, say you've been manifesting.
Public Radio's most listened to music show.
This is World Cafe.
Quaking at the fingers, ticker tape parade. When the plastic on the safe was blown away, and we all gazed from eye to eye as we mouthed our silent goodbye. It stinks of slumber and disaster. Two words I spoke on the tap wire. The agent's ploy finds a surefire backfire. It was a perfect, perfect, a perfect, a perfect, a perfect, a perfect. Perfect, the 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 perfect
UK's Wet Leg with Catch These Fists, a summer jam from across the pond. Another summer jam from across the other bigger pond is next on World Cafe. This is World Cafe. Summer has officially arrived. Royal Otis may sound like they've made the perfect laid-back summer jam here, but remember, Royal Otis is from Australia. So technically, from their perspective, it's a winter jam. It's called Moody.
Your love can send me free. get it right now? Can I get it right now?
Craig Finn, you're listening to World Cafe.
something, something at work. They live in the city, six blocks from the subway. He still spots on TV. She works as a nurse. Look in the eye. From Indiana, she's from Minnesota. They met at the church. They moved to the city to have an adventure. 10 years together, hold on to the nurse. On weekends they visit the bars and the restaurants that come recommended. Websites and friends. On weeknights they stay in, take out and watch TV. Red wine and Chinese and early to bed. Look at me, Anna. Don't have any children. They said they didn't want them, but lately she's thinking, what's the point of this whole thing? Wake up early on Monday, start it over again, and again, and again. At work there's a doctor, says she looks really pretty. Started out as just nothing, guess they just became friends. They take the same lunch break, he understood what her day's like. Made her ask a few questions. What she wants out of life. Happy hours and coffee. And that holiday party. The Tuesday in Chester. Said he's back with his wife. She was kind of surprised when she just started sobbing. Had to hide in the bathroom. Take some time to herself. What happens? She said it's just nothing. It's something at work. They moved to the city to have an adventure. 10 years together. Hold on to the hurts.
Kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone, the walk on. Jacks his back, flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then, Diane, you gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing.
Jack say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, I say life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastborough and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.